Tomorrow, CBS will air a special featuring memorable lines from movies. It's called 100 Years, 100 Movie Quotes, and it's part of a series of special CBS has produced in conjunction with the American Film Institute. Commentator Albert Ventura says that AFI and CBS are right in the middle of a pop culture trend, and that might not be such a great place.
We live in a culture obsessed with lists. On one end, there's the Discovery Channel's catalog of the greatest Americans. On the other, VH1's countdown of best-ever one-hit wonders. A cottage industry has grown up around the canonization of the frivolous, but one cultural arbiter has sought to give list-making a higher purpose. Since 1998, the AFI has come out with these TV specials as part of its 100 Years series. This installment, 100 Years, 100 Movie Quotes, focuses on that most basic of cinematic building blocks, the memorable line. This series began with the much-ballyhooed 100 Years, 100 Movies, a rundown of the greatest American movies ever made. Then came 100 Years, 100 Laughs, 100 Years, 100 Thrills, 100 Years, 100 Heroes and Villains. Now, before the Institute comes out with 100 Years, 100 Talking Animals, it's time to think about what exactly the AFI series is accomplishing. The AFI is a nonprofit institute established in 1967 with a grant from the NEA. They say their mission is to preserve and promote America's film heritage through outreach and education. The AFI is presenting these lists to remind Americans of the movies we might forget in our embrace of the hot new thing. The trouble is, that's not really what these lists do. Instead of reminding us of American cinema's vitality, the AFI series has been a tiresome exercise in obviousness. List after list, the same clique of classics keeps popping up. Casablanca, The Godfathers 1 and 2, Gone with the Wind, The Graduate. The problem is that the AFI lists are exactly the opposite of a box of chocolates. You always know what you're gonna get. But wouldn't it be great if the AFI surprised us every once in a while? Yes, Citizen Kane is one of the greatest movies ever made. But how many people have ever seen Orson Welles' second masterpiece, The Magnificent Ambersons? And instead of plugging a populist perennial like The Wizard of Oz, why not introduce audiences to a neglected masterpiece, like the 1981 musical Pennies from Heaven? But this isn't just the AFI's burden. It's ours, too. The reason the Entertainment Weeklies and E! Networks keep peddling us the same stuff is that we keep buying it. We watch because we want to see our favorites make it, and our tastes validated. But there's really not much beyond that, is there? It's on us to discourage these self-appointed gatekeepers from wasting precious cultural space with nonsense like 40 greatest celebrity feuds and 50 steamiest southerners. We have to show them that they can take the risk of expanding our tastes, rather than just pandering to them. Otherwise, we face the danger of a stagnant culture, one in which we keep celebrating the same shrinking universe of movies, and the AFIs of the world keep rounding up the usual suspects.
Albert Ventura lives in Washington, D.C.